Zavim chapter 3, Mishnah 3, Azava Tarshi Yashvu Besfina Gedoyla. So now this is almost the reverse of the last Mishnah we did. They're not sitting on a small boat now, the Zav and the pure person. Now they're sitting on a big boat. And says the Mishnah, Azi Sfina Gedoyla, what is the definition of a big boat? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol She'ena Yechela Lahamit Ba'adam. Anything which can't be swayed by a person. So if they can't, if the weight of him can't rock the boat, that's considered a big boat. So in this case, so we'll see, he's going to list all of the cases in the last Mishnah, but where it's a big boat or it's fixed, the item, so they can't rock one another. And then at the end, he's going to say, so they're pure, because there's no rocking or there's no movement. Yashvu ala nese, or they're sitting on a plank, ala safsal, on a bench, ala gashish shel mita, on a bed frame, vala chloinas, or on a beam, bizmansha einem machkirin. In all of these cases, they're firmly secured. So the one person is not going to be moving the other. Alubilan shekoicho yafe, or they ascend a sturdy tree, the tree's not going to move. Besoicho shekoicho yafe, or on a branch, in a tree that's also not going to move. Or besulam tsuri, a Tyrian ladder, or Mitzri, or an Egyptian ladder, bizmanshu kuvua b'masmer, where they are fixed with nails and they don't move. Ala kevesh, or on a bridge, ala koira, on a raft, ala deles, on a door, bizmanshu nasuin betit, where they're fixed with clay. Afilu mitzad echad, even if they're only fixed at one side, toherim. So in all of these cases, they're going to be pure because the one is not going to move the other person. Hatar maka es hatamak. So now this is a new case. We haven't seen this before. If a pure person strikes a zav, let's say, he smacks him, gives him a clap. So what is the case over there? Is that midras impurity? Now the pure person strikes the zav. So says the Mishnah Tahor, it's pure, but doesn't mean that he's pure. It means that regarding midras impurity, meaning like sitting on, he's pure, but he'll still be impure because he touched him. But that's less of an impurity because that's only a rishon impurity, whereas if it was a sitting on impurity, he would become an avtama. Hatame make is atar, but the other way around, if the zav strikes him, tame, then it is midras impurity. Because over there, now we're going to say that the zav is like leaning on him. If you smack someone hard, right, and they move out the way, say them a foreshim, so you go fly. So if you smack them hard, it's like the zav is leaning on him. And if the zav leans on the person, you'll remember that was one of the case of midras impurity. So in this case, he'll be tame with midras impurity. Shim yimashay chatar, because if the pure person draws back, he moves out the way, Hare Hatame Neufel, the impure person would fall over.